7514.
Okay, so I just checked on Pulse Point. It looks like they do have the call set up. Did you witness the accident?
No, it happened prior to my arriving at the stop, but the people that I'm picking up at the stop did witness the accident, so it literally happened just before I pulled up.
Okay, anybody that wants to stay on scene to give information to the driver, go ahead and just direct them to do so. Anybody that just wants to go, we're going to go ahead and reroute you now. Make a right on Ida as planned. When you get to Willamette, turn left. And then I'm going to have you cut back over, I think it's Woolsey, but let me just double check here. Hold on. I want to say that you can actually turn left on Macrum. If Macrum looks good when you get to it, it's going to be about two or three blocks after you cross over the railroad track from Willamette. So if Macrum does look good, go ahead and use Macrum to get back up to Lombard. Otherwise, we'll have you take Woolsey.
Okay, so that's right on Ida, left on Willamette, left on... say the name again.
So I'm going to give you an option. So it's either going to be Macrum, if it looks good, or Portsmouth, if not. Sorry, Portsmouth, which is going to be where the 35 lays over. So definitely, I know that road will work. So you could take Portsmouth for sure, but if Macrum looks good when you cross over those railroad tracks, it's going to be like the first... So you're going to come to... It looks like there's a street... right after the railroad tracks. It's not that street. It's going to be the next block you get to after that street across the railroad tracks on Willamette. You'll turn left. Again, Macrum. If it looks wide enough, take that street.
All right, thank you. I will call if I need any help. Thanks.
Copy. All right, 1532.